You and your wife were going away.
Correct.
She would take care of your mother. She would live rent-free.
His vacation ended with a bang.
Was this cabinet broken into?
It was shot. A bullet went through the glass, through the wall.
Where was your gun?
They're all up in my bedroom.
Did this caregiver put lives in jeopardy?
I'd like to see the police report.
We didn't call the police.
Why not? Were you all drunk? Drugging?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Michael Wilson is suing his former employee, Robin Pruzel, for firing a gun and damaging his TV.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 52 on the calendar, the matter of Wilson versus Pruzel.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Mr. Wilson, the defendant was your mother's caregiver.
Yes, ma'am.
But then what I gather is you and your wife were going away.
Correct.
And Ms. Pruzel needed a place to stay. So you made an arrangement with her that she would take care of your mother and she would move into the house.
Correct.
She would live rent-free. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were just letting us stay there in exchange for helping take care of your mom?
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that while she was there, she caused certain damage to property in the house?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Pruzel says that she did not cause the damage. She has a ridiculous counterclaim that she took more care of your mother than she thought she was going to take care of, and that you were running an Airbnb that she had to sort of oversee in the house, all things that required more time, so she should get money for that.
Not true.
Well, you have no contract with him for more money. That was not indicated here. So you're not entitled to money just because you think you deserve it. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. When did she become caretaker of your mother and start living in the house?
Okay. I'm going to try to paint the best picture I can.
No, just tell me. That required a date.
Oh, okay.
When did she start?
About a year and a half ago she started.
No, not a year and a half ago. When did she move into your house?
Oh, December 28th. I have this signed agreement with her.
I'd like to see it. Okay. This says that she takes the responsibility of Judith Wilson, that she's a home health aide. Are you licensed?
I'm a registered nurse.
She's not currently licensed, ma'am.
No. Okay. Yeah, I'm right.
I've got a question. Do you have to be a registered home health aide in the jurisdiction where you live?
Not to take care of his mother, the type of patient she is. She's basically, I just help her with getting food, help her get bathed, you know, activities of daily living. No medication, no nothing. No, ma'am, you do not.
Okay. I am responsible for any and all things having to do with her care and well-being. I've been given guardianship by her son, Michael Wilson, who has her power of attorney. Agreement will remain in effect until June 1st, 2018. Where are you living now, Ms. Pruzel?
I live with my mother.
Are you currently employed?
Yes, ma'am.
By whom?
Myself. I take care of people, excuse me.
You want to tell me, Mr. Wilson, what damage you are alleging?
Damage to my television, damage to my wall from a supposed accidental discharge from one of my rifles from my gun collection.
Do you have photographs of the damage?
Yes, ma'am. There's the TV. There's also a video of the... Oh, sorry, sir.
Just a minute. Photographs.
The video of the TV. Thanks. The video will show when the TV repairman came out and got the TV to come on temporarily. You can see the lines, you know, kind of like on your cell phone if you get a crack.
Where was the TV?
In my bedroom.
Is that where the defendant was sleeping?
Yes, ma'am.
And where was your gun?
They're all up in my bedroom. Yeah, I don't keep anything down outside of my bedroom. I have a solid...
They're in a cabinet?
Yes. I have a picture of that as well.
May I see it, please?
And I told her to keep my room secured at all times. It has a deadbolt on it. It has a solid bedroom door. I did that intentionally to keep everything more secure.
Just a second. Was this cabinet broken into?
It was shot.
It was shot.
It was shot. A bullet went through the glass, went through the back of it, through the wall.
And tell me when you discovered that, sir.
My mother had She didn't expect me home till June the 1st, is that the statement? My mother had a catastrophic stroke. I had to come home early. I came home in March, and that's when the real story had come out about the gun cabinet. I had sent my stepson here while I was gone. I told him, I said, pretend like you're getting me something out of my room so you can check my room out for me. And he went up there. He said...
Don't tell me what he said. Okay. You went up there when, sir?
I went up there that evening.
What evening?
I don't know the exact date.
What month?
Of February.
Okay, so you went to the house to check on it in February.
Correct.
Was she at home?
She was. She allowed me in the room. She's the only one with access.
And what did you find when you walked in?
When I approached the room, she allowed me to go in. I was on the phone with Mike. The first thing I noticed was a gun cabinet being broken, shattered. It was taped up, so the glass wasn't all the way pressed through. I noticed that the room had clothes and items all over the room. And then at that point in time, I informed him.
Did you ask her what happened to the cabinet?
I did not ask her or state anything.
Have any conversation with
Correct.
Her?
Correct.
How did she appear?
When I first got there, she was like nervous, kind of, you know, cursing under her breath as if she was caught in something that she wasn't supposed to be doing.
Did you get there in the evening?
Yes, mid-evening.
Was anybody else there?
I did not go on the other side of the house, but I only interacted with her.
So you only saw her?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I see the video now,
Sure.
Bud?
All right, here's the TV that's got the little spot on it right here. You can clearly see that that's what caused the TV to go out. But you can see the line and the screen.
And you can see the board does work because...
Yeah, it won't stay on. Anyway, you can see where the line stops, right at the dot, right at the chip. That is definitely what caused the TV to go out.
Okay, Ms. Brazell, how did the cabinet get broken?
Your Honor...
look there, right here.
I'm sorry.
How did the cabinet get broken?
The Airbnb guests that were staying at the home, a fellow by the name of Charles, came upstairs into Michael Wilson's room. He wasn't invited. And when he came upstairs, he was drunk. When he came upstairs, I told him that Mike doesn't want anybody in his room. And he just said, I want to see the guns collection. So when he came in the room, he's a big guy. When he came in the room, he was just looking at the
guns.
What
month?
That was in March or end of February. I don't remember the exact date.
I want you to think hard. I want you to think hard. Was it before or after this young man came?
It would have been towards the end of February because my birthday is March the 10th.
Was it before or after this young man came to the house?
It was before he came to the house.
How many days before he came to the house did this person from the Airbnb come in to see the guns, this big guy? How many days before he came?
It was probably about 2 weeks. I know for a fact. It was 2 weeks because the first week that it happened...
Just a second. 2 weeks before. So tell me what the big guy did. Tell me what the big guy did.
He came in there, and he was looking at the guns, and he picked up one of the assault rifles, and he took out the magazine, dropped it on the bed, dropped another bullet out of the chamber... And then he was just waving it around, looking at it like this and that. And then he put it out like this, and the gun went off. There was another bullet
just
down in the thing.
Just a second. And then what did he do?
Well, everybody stood frozen.
Who's everybody?
Well, myself and him and Jacqueline.
What's a Jacqueline?
Her name is Jacqueline.
What was she doing there?
She was helping me take care of Mike's mom.
You just told me you did very little else. For his mother, you'd got to help her get food. She didn't need any medication. You don't need a license. What did she need two people for? You got where I'm going?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, so you and Jacqueline are there with Big whatever his name is, despite the fact that you told him not to touch anything, took out a gun, fired the gun. I'd like to see the police report.
We didn't call the police.
Why not? Why not? Were you all drunk?
Yes, no, ma'am, I was not drinking.
Drugging?
No. Not drugging.
They slept together, Your Honor.
Just a second. Listen to me.
Together.
Listen to me.
Okay.
I know my customers.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 50 years.
Okay.
50, 5-0.
My apologies.
Very good. Now, you didn't call the police. And when did you call the plaintiff to tell him that his property was damaged?
I did not call him.
Right.
Excuse me.
Right. May I please see the repair of the cabinet, the repair of your TV?
Yeah. And one more. Right.
Thank you.
One was the original receipt from Dell where I purchased it. The other one was from that day the TV repair guy came.
I got it. Cost of TVs have gone down. She's lucky. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,400. We're done. Counterclaims dismissed. We're finished.
Wow.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, it went as it should. Judge Judy is a very smart cookie. She can read through. It was very obvious.
I didn't have anything to do with the gun. I didn't shoot the gun.
Her and this guy who shot the gun cabinet, they slept together.
That's not at all what happened.
I found out she's a convicted felon 20 times over.
He's a liar.
She's like a kid when they're lying to get out of trouble.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Chandler versus Butters. Step forward.
Sherry Chandler is suing her grandson's ex-girlfriend, 22-year-old Bridget Butters, for an unpaid loan to bail her grandson out of jail.
Ms. Chandler, it is your claim that the defendant, who has a baby, and your grandson is the father of that baby.
Yes, ma'am.
And he got arrested, and it is your claim that the defendant called you to borrow $1,000 towards his bail, which you gave to her to bail your grandson out of jail.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're complaining that she doesn't let you see your great-grandchild. I can't decide that case. That has nothing to do with me. If you want to exercise grandparent visitation, you have to go to family court, file a petition if you're allowed to do that in your jurisdiction, and file for visitation.
I understand.
Now, Miss Butters doesn't live with your grandson, and he doesn't live with her. He also has other children.
Yes, ma'am.
With other ladies. How many other children does he have?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If she and the mother of the other child wanted him out of jail to see which one he picked.
Yes.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Sherry Chandler says her grandson's ex-girlfriend, Bridget Butters, owes for a loan to bail her grandson out of jail.
Miss Butters doesn't live with your grandson, and he doesn't live with her. He also has other children.
Yes, ma'am.
With other ladies. How many other children does he have?
One. He has another daughter.
And he doesn't live with either of those two people?
Not anymore.
How old is he?
22.
I wouldn't be suing anybody. I would be after him if I were you, if you have any control over him whatsoever.
I don't have any control over him. He's grown.
Then even if I believe that you loaned the defendant $1,000 to help bail him out, why would I believe that you would do that?
Because they wanted him out.
Why would they want him out? Why would she want him out? He doesn't live with her. He's 22 years old. There's no question in my mind that he doesn't support this baby. No question. I mean, is the other child that he has older or younger than your child?
Older.
Older. How much older?
4 months.
4 months. Genius.
Yeah.
Genius. Yeah, that would be you. He's an idiot. He's 22 mm-hmm. years old. He's 21 years old. He's 20 years old. He doesn't know that there are other parts of his body that he can think with.
Exactly.
You want to tell me a story? I have other cases to do today. This one is not impressing me.
Okay. Well, Bridget called me and asked me to borrow $1,000 until she get our income tax check because they both wanted him out of jail to see who he was going to be with. That part I don't care about.
Well, then if you're a smart lady, where did you get the $1,000 from? Where would you get $1,000 from for some stupid act? Like somebody said to you, would you take out $1,000 out of your bank and see how fast the rainstorm can get it down the sewer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if that's what you're telling me, yeah. That she and the mother of the other child wanted him out of jail to see which one he picked.
Yes, exactly. That's what happens.
Joust. Yeah,
that's what happened. But what? I was stupid because I did a title loan.
A title loan?
Yes. That's how I got the $1,000. And like I told Bridget, I'm a once-a-month income person. I don't have the money, but I did this because they wanted for they.
They wanted him to be able to be out to make a choice.
Yes, that's what they wanted. And by me doing this, I do it, you know, I'm
I'm a sucker for my great-grandbabies. I love them to death. And then after I do this, then I don't get my money back. And I told them that's what I need to pay my bills. And I have it out here in Texas where she promised to give me my money back. And that's what I wanted. And then she take the baby away from me. I couldn't see the baby. I went bought her a dress for Easter. I bought both of them dresses for Easter to take them to church because I wanted them to be with me. And then she takes the baby away from me, won't bring the baby over. I can't bond with Araya. I can't even see her.
Miss Chandler, what am I going to tell you?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I wouldn't take out a title loan on my car for my idiot grandchild.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 years from now, he's not going to remember what her face looks like.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Sherry Chandler says her grandson's ex-girlfriend, Bridget Butters, owes for a loan to bail her grandson out of jail.
Miss Chandler, what am I going to tell you? You have a 22-year-old idiot for a grandchild.
Yes.
And I wouldn't take out a title loan on my car for my idiot grandchild.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 years from now, he's not going to remember what her face looks like.
I've been trying to tell them that. But they want to argue with each other back and forth.
So what does that have to do with you taking out $1,000 to give to her? You didn't take out $1,000 to give to her. You took out $1,000 to get your grandson out of jail. That's what you did. You took out $1,000 to get your grandson out of jail.
If they hadn't never called me and asked me, I wouldn't have done it.
If I came to you and said to you, one of my grandchildren is in jail and I don't have any money, would you do that?
Yes, I would.
Oh, not in a million years.
Yes, I would.
You would take out a title loan on your car for a perfect stranger?
She was a perfect stranger.
No, I'm talking about me.
Yes, ma'am, I would.
It would never happen, Ms. Chandler. You took out a title loan on your car to get your grandchild out of jail. That's what you did. And you're never going to be able to convince me otherwise.
Okay.
Never happen. Never happen.
It didn't happen because I'd never called her and asked her for the $1,000. I spoke to the other baby's mother, and we had spoke about the money, but I never asked Miss Chandler for the $1,000.
What, did she give you $1,000?
She never handed me $1,000. And as far as taking the baby away from her, Your Honor, I have proof of not taking the baby from her.
Listen to me. I just told you. I'm not dealing with that. Family court has to deal with it. If she wants visitation, family court will listen to you, listen to her, and say, which of these two stories do I believe? Should Miss Chandler be part of this baby's life? Usually a baby is better off having a large circle of community that loves them. And if Miss Chandler loves this baby, and if she's a good influence on his upbringing, that would be great. I don't know about your other children, Miss Chandler. Are they okay? Your children, are they okay? Is this the only grandchild that you had that was in trouble?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, then the family court judge is going to have to make some serious decisions about whether or not being in your environment is a good thing for a baby or not. I don't know that. But I don't believe that you gave her $1,000 for her. I believe that you bailed your grandson out of jail. Is he out of jail now or in jail?
He's out.
He's out. And who is he with?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't believe that you gave her $1,000 for her. I believe that you bailed your grandson out of jail. Is he out of jail now or in jail?
He's out.
He's out. And who is he with?
Neither one of us.
Neither one. Have you seen him since he's out of jail?
When he's not ever had.
Have you seen him since he's out of jail?
I've seen him a couple times.
Just a second. Put your hand down.
Yes, ma'am.
So you've seen him since he's out of jail?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell him to get a job and give you back your money. That'll keep him busy so he doesn't make any more babies. We're done here.
You don't even want to see my evidence?
No.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I don't really have a reaction because I knew that this was going to happen.
She's not being honest about the money.
Because I never have $1,000 in my hand.
Whether Judge Judy believe it or not, that's on her.
It's either they can accept it or not. I don't know where to go with it.
If she wanted me to be a part of that grandbaby's life, the baby is 6 months old, I think I can count on one hand how many times that baby's been to my house.
I don't want to take my baby from her grandparents. I want her to be a part of her family.
I'm just glad it's over and done with, and I hope she live a better life than what she's living.
It's the final days of Nissan's bottom line model year-end event. Get big clearance savings on the last of our 2018s. The bottom line? Nissan has received more initial quality awards than any other brand. The smartest time to buy an award-winning Nissan is now.
Get a low $199 per month lease on the 2018 Rogue or get 0% financing for 60 months on 13 models.
But hurry. The bottom line and our 2018s are almost gone.
You may not have noticed, but it's all connected to the internet. Sure, it's YouTube, Netflix, and adorable selfies, but it's also high-octane gaming, security cams, thermostats, your fridge, Wi-Fi speakers, smartwatches, workout equipment, pet feeders, and even crockpots. Seriously, and it's all on the same internet connection. At least with internet from Suddenlink, your home can live up to its fully connected potential. Without it, not so much. Suddenlink, the fastest internet provider in the U.S.
You're watching KAEF ABC 23.
Live from our studio in downtown Eureka, you're watching North Coast News on KAEF ABC 23. At 6, severe weather first.
Good evening, I'm Dylan Brown. Leading us off tonight, crime. And we start right here in Humboldt, where a man is seriously attacked with an unusual garden tool. This according to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, who tells us deputies were dispatched to the 1600 block of Bird Avenue for the report of a fight between two roommates. Now, when deputies arrived on scene, they learned that the suspect, 37-year-old Thomas Earl Shriver of McKinleyville, allegedly attacked a 42-year-old man with gardening shears after that argument. Now, this is Shriver's mug. Investigators say the victim suffering non-life-threatening injuries to his hands and arms, but was taken to a hospital for treatment. Now, officials tell us Shriver was taken into custody on scene without incident. He was booked into Humboldt County Jail for assault with a deadly weapon other than a firearm. Some gang convictions coming out of the Humboldt District Attorney's Office tonight. Now, just within the last hour, the DA telling us that today, 39-year-old Joe Olivo Jr. and 32-year-old Joe Olivo and Mario Nunez pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter as part of a criminal gang. Both defendants will be sentenced on September 17th to 16 years in state prison. The DA also says 20-year-old Joe Olivo III, who they say was a minor at the time of the incident, pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter using a knife. He will be sentenced on October 4th to serve up to 12 years in prison. These convictions are for their roles in the death of 14-year-old Jesus Garcia Romero, who was stabbed to death back in 2014 in an apartment in the 700 block of P Street here in Eureka. Humboldt law enforcement takes down a man wanted on sex offenses. This is all according to Fortuna Police, who say last night around 9, the Fortuna Police Department got a citizen's tip that a 34-year-old Fortuna man, Polito Segura, who was wanted on several felony charges, was at an apartment on Ronerville Road. Officers responding to that home learning that the suspect was on the property and possibly on.